Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast. We continue to roll on here. Busy week of K-State Athletics. All things K-State on this podcast, the Purple Project podcast, folks. Turn our attention here. The women's team, K-State women's basketball team, getting ready for the Big 12 tournament as a 9 seed, had their awards announced yesterday as well. Again, another busy night here for the Purple Project podcast, Triple P Pod. Folks, Gabby Gregory, senior, and, of course, sophomore Serena Sundell. And, of course, Gabby was not one of those who were we had senior night or senior day last weekend for women's basketball. Among those were Emily Ebert and Sarah Samotsty. Gabby Gregory, I believe, the way things looked anyways, coming back for her extra season of college basketball, which it could be huge news for K-State. And speaking of her, we're going to start right there with her getting all Big 12 first-team honors for the first time in her collegiate career. Serena Sundell, she was mentioned as well, collected her second consecutive all Big 12 honorable mention citation. I might have an argument on that. The way she ended her regular season, I probably put her in the second team. But there's a lot of disrespecting going on around here, especially with K-State. Serena, I would make an argument for Serena the way she played. Now, I know the last game wasn't great, but in that three-game stretch, she played amazing. But she did get honorable mention for the second straight year. This is the ninth straight year for K-State men's women's basketball having two or more players earning all Big 12 honors. Gabby, as we say, G squared on this podcast, really established herself here in Manhattan this year. Led everything, season highs in every category. Points scored, averaging almost 19 a game. She really took a hit against Texas, though, with Lois holding really pretty much her lowest scoring total in a game all year long. That Texas stifling defense there. But they didn't take away from a heck of a season so far. And yet there's still that one game left out there. And who knows, if K-State can upset Tech Thursday afternoon, they'll have another game at Municipal Arena in Kansas City. We'll see how that all shakes out. 3-point field goals made and attempted. She made 100. Hang on a second here. She made 71 3-point field goals and attempted a total 168. Damn! Rebounding, averaging over almost 6 a game. Assist, 2, and steals with 1 there as well. The Tulsa, Oklahoma product ranked 2nd in the Big 12 in scoring. Just mentioned that. 7th in field goal percentage. Right at 40, 3-point field goals made in minutes played per game. I can talk, almost averaging 35 a game there. 15th in rebounding. She also led the Cats there in 17 games with 20 or more points in the game. Back again for the Pearl Project podcast here. Another daily edition with the K-State women's basketball team. Serena Sundell picking up on her now. She also had career highs, building up what she did on last year, her debut season, her freshman year, averaged 13 points. Same as Gabby Gregory, field goals made 132 this season. Field goal percentage just shy of 50%. Like I said, a stretch of three games in a row late where she scored over 20 points a game. They really helped that out. Free throws made, and attempted there with 144 and out of 183. Rebounding, almost averaging 5 a game. Blocks, she had a lot of them this year, and steals as well. And Serena Sundell's 158. All right, K-State Nation again. Let's see. This is that strike 2 here in this podcast. Apologize for that. All right, so keeping it where Serena Sundell here, her stats here. Okay, so after 2 seasons here, again, we're not completely done yet with the 2022-23 season. Again, they got 1 game to go. Unless K-State can beat Tech on Thursday afternoon, Serena Sundell, look at this. 778 points, 334 assists. Serena Sundell is the first Wildcat in program history, K-State Nation, to register 775 or more points and 325 or more assists by the conclusion of their sophomore season. Sundell's career assist total of 334 ranks 12th on the K-State career assist list. She has two more years to go. And she has led K-State assists in 51 of her 64 career games. That has to be close to 80% of the games, if I am making some quick math right there as well. So I'm going to stop it right there because I can get interrupted. But yes, Jeff Mitty here, I want to get this in here before I close this interrupted daily edition of the podcast. Again, big shout out once again to Gabby Gregory making first team Big 12, all Big 12. Serena Sundell for the second straight year getting the honorable mention. Jeff Mitty calling out the Big 12. Why? And he has legit beef, and so do I. Jalen Glenn. I think he's definitely not the only one. Jalen Glenn, who's had a remarkable sophomore season, left off the list as all defensive team. And I probably put her in the honorable mention as well. She's not an honorable mention, is she? Let me go back and check this real quick. Nope, and no. Okay, so, yeah, a legitimate argument here that Jalen Glenn left off the list. Yeah, she was getting after it defensively, Jalen Glenn. And she's not even mentioned for Arnold Metchen as well. So you can make a case for both of those. So I definitely want to shout that one out before we wrap up this thing. As well, that's a tough deal there. But I agree with Jeff Mitty right there. Why did they judge Jalen Glenn off? I don't know. I just don't know. Everybody has beef, but now K-State women's basketball team, they have a legitimate argument here for sure. Jalen Glenn left off the list because she should have been an honorable mention as well. The way she has played, been very consistent all year long, and she's only going to get better next season as well. So it looks to me that the forecast was K-State women's team. I know they've been through the ringer this year, but getting Ayoka Lee back, and it looks like you're going to possibly get G-Square back as well. Ooh, I guess it goes back to what I said all the way back last summer, right? This team is an NCAA basketball team. It's the starting five by itself. But you're losing the key piece off the bench there and another key contributor there. But we'll see what, again, things can change from time to time, but looks like with Ayoka Lee coming back, maybe Gabby's coming back. Probably, hey, I would too, for that matter. Yeah, as well, but Gabby Gregory definitely established herself here at K-State and really made her presence known right off the bat, set the tone. And I know things kind of, team-wise, kind of fall off the cliff a little bit here and there, but Yeah, I think next year, Jeff Mitty, this team has to be way better than it was this year. I keep going back to saying one game left on the slate. That's the Big 12 first round for the K-State women's basketball team Thursday afternoon. Tip off a little bit after 5. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there as well. But the outstanding season, yeah, we'll shout out Jalen Glenn as well. Shout out Jalen Glenn on this podcast. You keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. They'll recognize you soon enough. But definitely she was left off the list for sure. But Gabby Gregory, Serena Sundell, congratulations all across the board here on this podcast. Once again, the Pro Project Podcast. All thanks, Case, that you're new to the podcast. Appreciate you. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. And feel free to leave a rate and review if you choose to do so. That continues to help us out, me and Alex, on this podcast, and it does help out other K-State fans that are looking for more K-State content. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, Daily Edition, K-State Woods Basketball Edition. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, talk to y'all next episode.